Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven. Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Have it in ourselves?
What?
God. Yeah.
I'm not going to add it.
20,880, okay. Got it.
2,280.
2,280.
You said what?
It's a big log folder.
What did you say? 2,000 something?
2,280.
But it's our total at 12,280 unless...
So, 5,000, 9,000, 2,280, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So, last we left off, you guys had gotten a hold of Baldur's Horn, one of you has it, along with some other treasure,
I have.
Along with a tapestry filled with dimensional room and... hundreds of dead elves, and a skeleton elf guy named Philadel. And you guys also had a very anticlimactic battle with a demon at the top of the tower.
He's dead? Oh,
okay. We will fight. And Melissa's character has found these, found a purple gem / stone that appeared in her stuff. And she's tried to get rid of it as you guys were leaving the tower. She discovered it was still in her pouch.
Through the pouch.
Did I not try to leave it? And then I don't know.
Threw it away.
And you left the tower, and it's still there.
It's still in the tower?
It's still in your pouch.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, now I'm remembering a little.
One of the quests that you were given, though, is basically to return the elven bodies to some elves.
Which are nowhere near here, yes.
Knowing where some elves are. You do have a dead elf with you, though.
Oh, boy. Very good.
Wait, we stuck him inside the painting. Inside the tapestry.
Yeah, he doesn't like hanging out inside of the tapestry because there's a bunch of dead bodies.
Should be going
Go
home.
Figure.
So instead, he's going to follow you guys around in his rotting clothes and be kind of creepy.
We're used to it. He's turned in.
Yeah,
the same.
We're used to it. In fact, this guy's been more upfront about it than Drendon is.
Yeah, it's not his fault. He was tortured to death and then became
Whereas
this.
Drendon just chose to be creepy.
Right. Also, you thought your horse was horribly eaten, but, or something bad happened because you gave up on him. But actually, the horse is hanging outside.
Sweet.
He's got a...
I'm giving you a regretful look.
Yeah. There's a toad sitting on his back. Goatee and a little mustache and a monocle, kind of gazing out on the world.
I cast magic missile at the toad.
He appears to be reading some book.
Hey,
can use my Varian skills and reenact.
Look at the bed. Pinocchio. He's what?
What are you doing? I use my marionette skills and reenact Pinocchio.
So, you guys are all outside this tower. What would you like to do?
Rest.
Sleep. Rest.
Our enemies, see them before the tower, us and hear the lamentation of their women.
We can do that after we
go. Toad didn't want to catch that. What?
What?
We probably should. Well, is the toad even paying attention to us?
Well, he's paying attention to Drendon.
I want to sit on. I want to end up with a pile of gold higher than my
familiar
horse. Okay.
Oh.
That's what I want.
Oh.
Yeah. As soon as you guys come out, the toad tells the horse to hi yah and trots over to Drendon, and they start chirping at each other. Well, that toad noise. Yeah,
the crow.
Kind of.
And Drendon starts chirping
back.
More
of a
croaking.
Which is a
croak,
so to say. Yeah, he croaks back.
He says, we need a sound effect here. Sound effect.
No, I don't have any sound
effect. No? Lame.
It's lame, I know. You'll have to just do it with it. That's a horrible picture.
Can we kill the light?
Could kill the light. But instead,
there's
really
why
no
stick
point.
At it.
Yeah, let's break those bulbs and let the mercury hit Jeremy. That'd be awesome.
Yay.
This
doesn't
smell good, let me tell you.
Well, basically, you're outside the tower. There is a well and a chicken coop.
Cobalt!
Yep. Well, the chicken coop is from giant chickens, I remember.
No, the well, one of those giant chickens. We
and there's an outhouse.
We will. Empty. The outhouse has the cockatrice in it.
The outhouse has the cockatrice.
Have you all looked in the well yet?
Yeah, but there was nothing in there. Maybe there's something in there now. But
what if we lower the
like
toad down to investigate?
Did we do that?
I don't think we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lowered stuff down there and everything. Cast light down there. There was nothing.
Like dead bodies. I think.
Skeletons.
I mean, in spite of the fact that we've rested like 3 times, I think it's only like the next day. So, we could go see if the well is still lit up and if there's anything down there now. So I doubt it. Maybe if it was a Sierra game.
Actually, it's been 2 days. This is the end of...
Well, I'm just kidding. We need to rest again.
How could this be the end of the second day? We've rested like 3 times, but between those 3 rests, there were only like 10
well,
minutes.
Well, it's when you... It's when you showed up, though, based on that time.
Okay.
Heavy sleeping. Apparently, we carry lots of sleeping pills with us, so...
Let's do time.
Oh, maybe James is here. You got cat fighting going on behind you.
Yeah, but that's James.
Oh, ow. James isn't involved with cat fighting. But...
Yeah, you show him who's boss.
Yeah, I was going to say, Big King will take care of it. So.
Well, anyway, what are you guys... So are you guys going to rest here? Are you guys going to rest in the outhouse? Are you guys going to rest on the chicken coop?
We should probably take a peek at the...
Are you guys going to rest in the
well?
Are you guys going to just leave this area?
I think we should probably rest in the
more
outhouse.
So, okay, maybe the broccoli. But
we could set up the...
Broccoli smells different from grass.
What do you call it?
Watch?
Yeah.
He always said it was, no matter what.
She's a cat, and she's...
We're
paranoid
that way. Yep. It's kind of intelligent.
Well,
you try to be intelligent.
Go do it then.
All right. Go back in the tower.
Okay, so Baylock goes back in the tower.
Wow.
Someone
dies
upstairs.
We're going back in the tower.
Kicks the door in.
We're
going
to go take a nap.
Says, Court says hello. Bam!
That would just
go down.
Toss in a grenade. And
maybe while I'm at it. On the previous game, I threw a baby over like the town wall. Because the woman wasn't listening! She just fucking go! So I slugged her and then threw her baby over the walls. It was for the baby's own good.
Wow. Yeah, that's not the act of an evil party.
No! There was someone on the other side to catch him.
No one.
I'm pretty sure.
Lawful evil, bringing order to the universe even if we would choke the living shit out of it.
No. When your character dies, he's gonna wake up and he's going to be dressed up like a giant baby. And Corp's gonna be like, "This is for the baby." Alright.
I don't know what they
were. They just wanted you to come upstairs.
Keep the baby.
Alright, so Baylock goes back in the tower.
I go back in the
you
tower.
You go back in the tower. Teenager.
Why are we going back in the tower?
So we can rest.
We're gonna go take a nap.
In safety. Relative safety.
Maybe. The tower is safe.
Safer than a wild cockatrice. How powerful are the giant chickens?
How powerful? The giant chickens. We haven't tried to kill one yet.
Why not?
Well, you try to look for your little threat rating, and you don't appear to have one.
Okay, I'm going to put on the goggles. And what is that, aura? Hold on now.
You're going to have to actually go to the chicken coop if you want to look at the chicken.
I thought there were chickens running around outside.
No, they're in the chickens.
I would swear there was at least one chicken.
Yeah, they were in the field. That's how we saw them.
Those are normal chicken eggs.
No, there were giant chicken eggs.
They've all moved into the chicken coop.
It's late.
Wait a second.
Fine.
You just track the chickens.
Okay. I don't want to step in the chicken coop. It smells bad.
So let's go back in the tower.
We can do that.
Can we just, like, sure.
Go down the path,
and then if you get hurt, then
we can
nap outside for a while.
You go for it. You can do that. I'm going to the tower.
But the ghost things are still in the tower.
We don't.
We didn't kill
do
them.
Too well against.
Yeah, well.
Weird undead zombies.
More XP.
Is ranch dressing?
Hey. Cool? Probably.
Is your cat like ranch?
Moxie, get away from there.
Thanks,
I'm
more interested in
straws.
I'll take my chances outside.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Now that I remember
this. Yeah.
Now that I remember
the ghost.
Go
back out. Everybody's just going to hang in the house. Baylog's inside. In the foyer. Where you guys fought the giant spiders.
Yep.
You see, where there's one spider, there's a lot.
Oh no, we killed them all.
We killed the big one.
Oh yeah.
And the rest of them ran in absolute abject fear
to go find another big one.
Hello?
But,
bastards. All right, I'm going to go back outside.
Okay, you're back outside.
Let's go down the path and make camp.
It would be nice.
Sure.
We can always come back to the tower and the chicken
we can
coop.
Go to
ready by hammer.
We could go to the chicken coop and get food.
Or we could get a snack.
I think we still have enough
chickens.
Snow juice. Can we just go?
Cultists wheeling chickens.
Let's just need someone to distract the chickens. We'll sound it out.
Where's Dundon?
We don't know how many chickens there are. So yeah, throw Dundon to the chickens.
Yeah,
we could
be juggling.
Good.
Dundon and the toad are still outside discussing something. You guys have come back out. They seem to be deep in conversation.
Let's go off and sleep, and then we can come back to the thingy. So
chicken coop, and
we'll come back to the chicken coop. We haven't eaten so far, so why start now?
Any rations and stuff that we brought with us?
No.
All right. So you guys are going to go down the path and kind of get just
attacked
in a little woods area.
I was going to say, there's no way we're going to get in anyway. So
okay,
I got a view of the tower and everything.
Spend the night watching the chimera flying out, or the manticore, sorry.
Right. Oh, it was a manticore? Okay, yeah. Whatever. Whatever it was, yeah. A horrible beast.
I'd have to look at my notes again.
The weird hoopajoop was flying about.
The weird hoopajoop.
Alright, so you guys set the camp.
Jupiter, what's up?
Who's on watch?
I am.
Who's on first watch?
I
will be, because I get grumpy if I wake up and go back to sleep.
I will take second watch.
I'll take third.
I'll be in there somewhere. You can double up if you need to.
Yeah.
I'll take a second.
My perception skills are usually crap.
Mine's pretty good, so.
So we have first, second, and third already?
I think so.
So
I need my smart sleep.
You and Scott are.
Okay,
on
well,
second?
So far I have Was it Valley? Bali?
Yep.
On first, I have Ingrid on second, I have Balog on third. So,
I'll go on third.
He said Balog. He would go on second with me. Scott's
I'll go with Balog.
Okay. John, what do you want to do?
Sleep.
Awesome.
All these people are with their cards. Like, go ahead. Stand up my smart sleep.
Oh, I was like, good night.
I need beauty because I'm already incredibly handsome. I'm just stupid, so I need all the sleep I can get.
I need to recharge my battery. Okay. Well, let's see. Which watch?
It's
slaughtered.
You gaming, Robin?
I'm playing Bejeweled because last night I had a score of like 35,000 and then my battery died.
It made her
nice. Aww. And I just lost. I'm only 28,000.
Alright, so, first watch.
What?
Which one do I roll for the
speed rush? Uh-huh.
At least
the D20. How are you guys watching?
Carefully.
Exponentially,
with Mark and forth.
Insubstantially?
I mean, are you guys like what, looking in? Looking up? Is one of you looking up?
Yeah.
Looking out?
I mean, up, out, around,
yeah.
Around.
Yeah, just.
Spherically, you know.
Watching.
Okay. Attack formation.
Waiting.
Well, you'll. Okay, so first watch shows up. And, you know, you start to walk around and. You know, an hour goes by, and you know, watch is really boring. I mean, you sit there and you watch. The only thing that's kind of amusing is it appears the skeleton dude actually is trying to sleep and is pretending to snore.
How's that going?
He doesn't need sleep, but it seems to make him feel like part of the group.
I walk over to him and tell him to quit it because he's whistling.
Wait, I was sleeping.
You were whistling. Stop.
Is it loud snoring?
No, it's loud snoring here.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supposed to be like
pushes you over.
I'll do mutters an inappropriate joke about a skeleton walks into an inn and orders a beer and a mop.
God.
I'll do a, what do you call it? A perception.
Okay.
14.
Let's add in your, down here.
Where?
Perception.
Whoops.
Cast your cone of silence.
Yeah.
That's okay. He can.
Okay. I'm
gonna
do perception too.
You could say 61.
Does he see anything?
Next time you should fudge your roll.
I got 25.
Yeah.
Do I see anything?
I got a 40 on a 20-sided die. Like...
Right. Well, Balog dies.
Aye.
He's nothing to me. I just met you guys
yesterday.
That's
true.
I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, you're looking around. You'll see some, like, critters have been trying to avoid you guys. You know, nighttime critters. You are fairly certain that you're being watched.
I was insane. Is anyone stalking us?
Well, not being watched. I mean, come on.
We're off next to an undead tower.
Exactly.
I have no interest in us.
But it's not coming from the tower. It's coming from the trees around you.
Told you she was in the tower.
Like all the trees around.
I torch all the trees around.
Okay.
First I kill Smokey the Bear.
Sad! Smokey's dead! I feast on his remains or his hands.
And wise old Mr. Owl.
Wise old Mr. Owl. And Smacky the
Rolling. Did you distract him with a lollipop or Tootsie Pop or whatever? The owl?
Club him to death.
Yeah, club him to death with it.
The world may never.
I will put you in clay and bake you. That's what you do with baby owls.
Okay, so I think that there's something in there.
You crack it open and eat them.
There you go.
It's a French thing.
Yeah. The French are messed up.
Yeah. I'm from the extreme south.
But I can't necessarily see anything.
You could try to go investigate.
That's what my character is.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Go off into the forest alone. You feel like you're being watched.
Hey, what's that?
You hear weird music.
I'm not wearing heels. And I'm not a blonde.
Complicated?
No, that doesn't happen either. So, there's a low probability of that happening. So, yeah.
Find some dude with a hook, scraping it against a car door. He carries the car door around. What are you doing?
I'll be graduating in a minute.
Okay, I'm going to walk just a little closer to the woods and let him know that I think there's something out there that's watching us in the woods.
Do we know, can you tell what direction the sound is coming
from? It's from all around.
It's all woods. Around?
We're in circle in it.
Cicadas.
Cicadas. I hate for this time of year.
7 year cicadas.
I swear they dive bombing me when I was trying to get in my door. It's like two of them just crisscrossing. I'm like, I just want to get inside. Leave me alone.
I can't do another perception. Does it feel like a threatening watch? Or is it just kind of a...
Where's the damn frog?
Tree. Going. While he's sleeping, we just throw the frog into the woods and if it comes back, it's okay.
No, the frog appears to be sleeping on top of Drendan.
We throw Drendan into the woods. And...
Strangely enough, though, your horse is doesn't. Okay, you ask if it seems like unsettling, something like that.
Yeah,
your horse seems calm.
Ignore it and go back to sleep.
You're gonna go to sleep on the watch.
I turn around and I'm the only one on the watch.
Charlie?
Until you stick a book in his head.
If it's not threatening us, it's just watching, then we might be okay. Unless you want to walk out in the woods some more. I go up to a tree and break off a branch.
It's a forward observer and it's just called in our location for an airstrike.
you break off a branch.
Red dotting thing.
At least I have a stick to hit the evil things with.
Now roll Arcana and see if it's something
magical. Makes everything better.
You can if you would like.
28.
Alright, so she starts standing there and kind of staring off. She's obviously trying to detect arcane energies.
Adeline majors. She's reading auras.
Reading rainbow.
Okay. Well, for a second, you're pretty sure that you were surrounded by walls. Not woods.
This
limestone walls.
Okay.
Like.
I think we're in some kind of a.
Quit smoking the peyote.
I knew those mushrooms
were
the cooking kind.
Wow, those are really good steaks. What did you use them? Oh, mushrooms. Oh,
you don't happen to have any like flaming arrows or anything on you? You set one on fire and shoot it into the woods, maybe?
No. Let's see.
I started miles upon a wild grassland on fire. And they were, because they decided to start it to stop something, and the fire just took off. And then I was in another one where it backdrafted on us. I was the only survivor on that one.
Anyway. Only you could prevent forest fire.
Well, I mean, if it's there's the perception of a wall, then you could shoot something at it or throw a rock at it.
Well, Saxon, you are having this horrible dream of being chased down a maze, followed by some bloodthirsty critter. Every once in a while you'll turn a corner and red eyes and horns and something slobbering and you keep running.
I say, God damn it, Drendan, get out of my dreams.
But does it say Zool?
All right. So I have disturbing dreams.
Cross the screens.
Don't cross the screens.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Sue in the corner.
How far right. into the woods can we actually see?
It's dark. You can see a little bit better.
Okay. I did a nature check. Did a nature check on 18.
Is there
any nature at all?
Certain kinds of trees, they have leaves.
There are real trees?
Yeah.
But it's also possibly walls as well.
Well, under your arcane gazing, there does appear to be some sort of after image or before image.
Gotcha.
So Saxon is probably tossing and turning, I guess, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not sure this is natural. What should we do? If only we had a druid in the party.
I take that stick I broke off and poke him with it to wake him up.
Hey,
it's his turn anyway.
Moxie, are you being
watch?
He's sniffing it, but
well, you wake up. And
I wake up and I kick into my bear. Oh.
Okay, well,
I wet myself.
Philadel, who was looking over his shoulder, passes out. And he wets himself. So, and she's still kind of... She's examining some of the trees. And
does that wake anyone else up when he starts roaring like a bear?
Yeah, wakes everybody up.
I will wake up then.
What the crap?
I sleep like a baby, aren't I?
Sorry about that.
But what was that all about, Saxon? What'd you do?
Bad dreams, and he poked me with a stick.
It'd be really bad if I went up with
my arm. What did we tell you about keeping your stick to yourself?
If I went up with my arm, I could have eaten it. And then where would I be? Then I only have one thing to use a staff with.
Since you've woken me up, I'm going to tell you rule number two. Don't poke the bear. Are we clear?
Do not have fun.
I look at Jacob and go, what the hell do you wear? And he just rolls over.
Yeah, Jacob will throw it at him next time.
Whatever.
Stupid humans.
Oh. Well, you will notice that Phil Dell, in his being passed out, is not breathing anymore.
He's dead.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Was
he ever breathing?
No.
Okay. So I was going to beat starting to get on there and it was.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nice. How could you tell who he was? Because he doesn't have any lips or lungs or... Yeah.
Yeah, it's really creepy when he stares at you and talks. Because he doesn't have any vocal cords.
Or eyelids.
It's a natural. I should just try to turn him down.
And then whenever you do that, he runs behind Ingrid.
Right. What do we got going here, guys? So you guys are on watch.
Why are you fondling that tree?
It's my own business.
This is always you buy that dinner first.
Aren't you Drew? Shouldn't you be celebrating that?
As long as it's appropriate. She's not an elf. She's not an elf, so I don't know what she's doing.
No, it looks like these trees are some kind of magical fortress of
so nature is magical.
Go talk to your dog.
So you go back to sleep. Damn dirty hippies.
Is there anything edible around here? Hippies. Like
chickens?
Brain is just Godway's watching off hippies.
Give me a nature check.
I don't even know if I have nature. Oh, I do. I've trained in nature. Who knew? Not me, clearly.
I'll make a nature check to see if I can help find something. That's not...
Okay, the guy over here who has a nature 14. Plus 14.
Are you awake yet?
I've gone to my gone to watch
look,
mode.
I bet you look for some berries.
What did you get?
25.
What did you get?
14.
All I know is he was poking me with a stick. I was having bad dreams, and she was fondling a tree at this point. So
you're pretty much sure
par for my group
you're
that I'm
pretty
with
sure
is that they're all
it's
screwed
not
up.
Poison ivy that you're holding.
Okay.
It's definitely poison oak.
Okay. I'm good with that.
You should, like,
I've got a poultice
to
figure that right up.
There we go.
Yeah, you can find some berries.
Just find me some caribou, and we'll be fine.
Some caribou.
Eat them.
Really, some caribou droppings.
Yeah, seem fine.
Okay. Well, that's fine. At least we won't have to kill something.
Well, no.
So why are we all awake now?
He poked me with a stick.
We need
to go back and go look at
the
woods for us. Why do you need to go into what?
Go look at the woods
for us.
There's no
business in your woods. Leave us alone.
I look at the woods.
They are quite
they are
woods.
Look
woods.
With a capital L. Okay.
Is this some kind of half-elven thing?
It is.
I think he wants you to do a search.
Okay.
Nature.
I'll go up and go, check. Ooh, trees!
Hey, asshole, sleep down. Check. Someone's trying to sleep over here. I go start poking him with my stick.
What did we tell you?
He's not a bear.
Stick to yourself.
I'll go look at
there's some annoying, like, you know, so you kind of put your shield on.
I'll go examine the trees.
Stab at it. Yeah, they're trees. Drendon's missing, but there are trees.
Oh, that's okay.
That's why
that
seems better. Drendon's
exactly
not here.
We're missing
okay.
him, Bob.
That's why kind of strange.
Wait.
It's all right.
Is the frog gone?
Yeah, the frog's gone.
Yeah, okay.
We can
maybe we're
the frog.
Rid of them.
No, he used the frog.
Except Drendon was there probably about 10 minutes ago when you guys were like, you know, just starting to get creeped out.
Oh, that was
dead body.
I remember we had to use the outhouse to forget about the cock.
Yes.
But we all know what happened.
He's still passed out.
So
not
is everybody
breathing.
Else there?
Yeah, everybody else is here.
I'm a reed-laden dump.
But did you see anything in the woods? Or
so does Drendon have a plot device? Or?
They are trees. They are beautiful trees. I will tell you what kind of trees they are. I will tell you the entire story of these trees.
Do they talk?
And I go into it.
And go into their feelings.
Do these trees talk?
How long it's rained this season.
Yes.
How much sun
how
they've
old
had. How many leaves
is.
It drops.
I will tell you that tree's name.
How many times has a squirrel crap on the tree before they call it a squirrel?
If there's a fine family of possums, I'll take one bite. Nope.
Somebody needs to get Nick a
beer. If anyone sees any caribou poop, let me know.
Should we worry about Brendan being missing in the woods with this creepy frog in the middle of the night?
No. We should
give
him a day.
He
might just come back.
Is the horse gone too?
No, ours is still there.
Ideally, I would say that we'd count our blessings, but he's probably off summoning Orcus or something.
Well, last time he was alone, he did do that whole Vecna machine thing.
Yes. I'll look around for tracks.
Alright. I will call his name.
I think.
Loud and lonely in the middle of the night.
Oh,
he will summon.
Shut up!
If I do,
it will be an axe. This is the only thing I will tell. You start yelling out his name in this distraught tone.
Brendon, you don't pledge yourself to any evil gods.
And I have
a fire that always.
I got this nifty new feat that lets me roll twice on this.
Ew.
That would be a 22.
Okay.
To look for his tracks.
Well, you find the berries that she was picking. Drendon's tracks are around the campsite.
Mm-hmm.
Like your guys' tracks. And then they went over to where he was sleeping. And then there's no additional tracks.
Okie dokie.
Skeleton eat him.
I know he's still passed out.
We can only hold
nobody's checking on his pulse.
Okay.
He's probably dead.
It's hard to check.
Oh.
Okay.
There does appear to be other tracks, though, scattered about the campsite. That are definitely not yours. They're kind of, they're smaller. They look like five toes. But like
if it's made by any kind of natural thing, I can...
But
it's not anything that I've seen before.
Right. Possibly a monkey.
The flying monkey.
Would I even know what a monkey is?
You've seen one when, like, crazy people come in with various zoos and travel.
That was
services.
A monkey? I thought that was a really hairy halfling.
Right.
Okay.
Different.
I thought that was just a really ugly baby. All right.
It could have been the same. I mean, you know.
There are some strange tracks around here, but I have some... animal or creature I've never seen.
Are you still poking at...
No, he's no fun. I was busy going, Dread.
You could do too.
I didn't mean to.
Trenton's running through the woods. I feel so dirty!
Well, I don't see it. I don't see. I see Brendan's tracks.
I feel so clean.
I see Brendan's tracks around the around our campsite, but it doesn't look like
sliding scale
that he left. If he left by some other means, it was not on foot.
Where are the
okay? So obviously, this is not a nature check. We need. How about an Arcana check to see if this is a magical?
Do you really think that if Brendan had come aboard, he wouldn't have?
We didn't look at the footprints.
We did not look at the footprints.
We don't know if he has.
Let's do an Arcana check.
He's popped up, or maybe he's crawling.
Yeah.
I don't.
Dude, that sucks. I got a
20.
24.
Okay. Oh great, they're doing strange Arcana.
He's wearing Nikes.
And you're also trying this?
Yes.
Are you even trained in Arcana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess yours would be more of the...
What are you talking about? She's a cleric, I'm a cleric? It all jives, man.
You're the priest of Kor.
So?
Punching things.
You have to know these things, too.
You have to know what you're punching.
School.
He wants to know what he's punching.
You have to
so he can brag about it later.
I don't even know if needed to punch you.
I was punching
like,
this.
You know, use my staff for, you know...
Right.
And he needs to know the anatomy of these creatures to know where to punch.
Exactly.
That's right. There you go.
And so you guys, again, you're staring at the...
For your
at the
yeah. other...
You're
other
staring people. At the tracks and...
I speak abyssal. So come on.
And that
I speak abyssal. I speak abyssal. I've got some arcana. Come on.
Try speaking abyssal at the footprints.
Oh,
no.
No. No, no, no.
I don't want to summon the thing.
Yeah.
At least we'll know what we're up against.
No.
There is a little bit of leftover arcane energy around the footprints. It's very, very faint.
And they're nowhere near where Brendan was.
Oh, the footprints are all over the place. They look like it went all over the camp. It climbed over a couple people.
Can I tell if it was dragging or not?
Do you know what type of creature might have left
that
such
did that?
Tracks?
Well, he would have known check. If it was natural.
Yes, and that's
nothing,
why we did our arcane check.
Nothing that I've
checked to see if we don't know what type
monkey?
Of arcane creature
or an
would have left these types of tracks.
You're not much up on, you know, demonology, devil worship, and such.
He speaks abyssal, but he's not up on demonology.
Yeah, I know.
There was an imp in the castle that disappeared.
Why do you talk to vacuums?
We don't know what happened to it.
Well.
Maybe it's
yeah,
that.
He ran away, didn't he? Or disappeared.
Infernal creatures from other dimensions. Why can't they just stay with him?
So fun.
Go back home. Go to your natural habitat. Frolic.
Okay, so can we follow the tracks?
The tracks.
Sure.
Is there one, or there's some that leave outside?
There's some
the
that definitely
chimney?
Leave out of where
no.
we are. They're
yeah.
just kind of there.
They're all just in camp. Olaf appears to be missing, though.
What?
Who's Olaf?
That'd be John's character.
John.
Oh.
John's
character. What? John's character's not missing.
John.
Oh, damn it!
Well, let's just not go to sleep.
That's what I'm saying. He couldn't give me rest here. That's why he left.
He probably just wandered off and he got
up a tree somewhere.
Well,
you don't see any other footprints going as I'm
let's all keep an eye on each other.
What if we look up, as they are monkeys, they may be storing them in trees.
Okay.
So,
let's look up.
Is there anything up?
Olaf is missing now?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm concerned.
Yes.
Okay. Now they're concerned.
What kind of creature could fall Olaf?
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
All right, so you look up, and all of you, for a fraction of a second, think you see a stone ceiling.
Was it like the stone in the tower?
Well, that can make it.
It's limestone. It's not
some sort
like
of
an
illusion or something?
Hmm.
We're sort of in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
take
some sort of illusion.
That's horrible.
Well,
do the woods burn? Like that stick I was poking people with. Does it burn?
That's hypothetically, or?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
fire.
In the fire. You can...
Well, if it actually burns, then we could have.
So, gas and fire!
No, if it does burn then, and we are in a cave, we could smoke to death.
We can smoke ourselves out?
So, you're saying there are trees in this cave?
It's
probably some sort of illusion. So, okay.
Okay, so is the cave an illusion or is the woods an illusion?
Well, okay. If the woods are actual real, they're going to burn. Which means we're not going to die because they just go away.
But what?
What?
The dog.
The dog's missing now?
Okay.
Just
put... That's okay.
Get some fire, man.
I set a random tree on fire.
That's going to take a while.
What?
Why?
No, don't do that.
Trees don't randomly just catch on fire. You're
going
to need to build a fire and get it
going. Alright, I'm going to start working on casting...
He's building
Scowl
a fire
illusion.
Around a tree.
All right.
What are you doing?
I was shooting fire at
something
a tree.
Oh, oh, even better.
I'm going to go examine the spot where Jayco was and start frantically looking around for him.
Okay. I'm going to use my goggles of aura sight and see if I can see anything
else. And then he picks up a shovel and hits Colin in the face with it.
Wow, so you're using one of your...
Perhaps it should be saved for when we are in a fight.
It's a daily spell. Or not a daily spell. At will spell.
Oh.
It doesn't do anything.
That's good.
It's going to take a little bit of time, but you think you can get this tree going.
Why are you pointing the tree? If we might be inside...
We were cold.
I was trying to explain that to him.
There are no tracks around Jacob.
If we're inside, the smoke will kill us.
Yes.
Like if we're inside, what is it going to set on fire?
The horse is missing.
I'm not going to tell everybody what I
The horse is missing.
I'm going to tell.
There might actually
be like you
all
of a
sudden
sound.
In the room that like put us
you
in.
Going to like
the
lantern
away.
Potential
illusion is going to affect the walls.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's possible.
I think perhaps you should extinguish the tree.
Another person. Stop burning things.
The goggles of war side don't do anything for me.
Well, you put
anything?
You put them on. And looking around, and you're like, well, he's healthy, he's healthy, he's healthy, he's missing, he's healthy, and she's healthy. So that's right. What they do.
Okay. Still a check.
That's fair. Is the tree burning yet?
Yeah, it's starting to catch on fire.
Stop it!
I hit it with lava, it should have been burning by now. Okay, ignore the tree. Apparently we have metal trees.
Hmm.
So the trees aren't real.
Well, the tree's on fire now.
It's about time.
Well, a hedge takes a while.
Hmm.
You ever trying to chop down a hedge tree?
Yes. Very
dense.
Notice how you said try.
Yeah. Those things are annoying.
When presented with the fact that we might all smoke ourselves to death if we got the tree on fire, why did you continue shooting lava at it?
To see if it would burn.
I'm going to see if there's a direction.
You shouldn't ask questions that are not yes or no questions.
See if I can perceive that.
Smoke appears to be following the wind.
It's just going.
So,
okay.
What is your level?
It's pretty
low. Okay, so the smoke is not killing us.
Yeah.
Dragon
across
the tree.
The tree now.
Okay. That's, it's not collecting, so it obviously doesn't matter.
You could hear it in your soul screaming. I love him anyway.
I told him not to burn the tree.
Were the people that disappeared all by themselves at a certain spot, kind of around, but not
well, nobody's
like, closer?
Near Brendan.
Well, granted, so, but... Yeah.
And I guess, depending on where he put himself, it kind of depends on what he wants.
Okay.
You do it once, you wake up with a headache and your butt hurts, but you never do it again.
Right, so nobody's
turning a book to him!
No. Well, some of you might, but that's between you.
But everybody who disappeared was asleep.
Yeah.
Right.
So far.
So is a Nightmare on Elm Street stowaway. Hey, go sleep. We'll see what happens to you. See if you disappear.
I'm okay.
Why don't you wait till after first watch?
Yeah.
He should sleep now so he can, like, build the aroma of the smoke in. We'll just say
he's gone.
The smoke's already gone.
It's gone already?
Oh, yeah.
It blew away.
Oh, come on. That was fast.
Well, I put the tree out.
Well, I will sit down with my back to a tree.
Don't do it. You'll catch on fire.
Just stay here.
Because I don't know what else to do.
Okay.
I'm going to go climb one of the trees and look at this higher ground.
All right. Climb the tree, start looking around. Okay, so you're up in the tree. You've got your back to tree. The other, what are you guys doing? Last of you.
Milling around.
Milling about.
And I'm still fondling the tree that
I'm
he's telling me is poisonous.
I'm going to get a bird's eye view.
So I
get into my bird form. Start flying.
I'm going to make an insight check. See if I can figure out what the hell is going on here.
Okay.
Wow, no kind of mind.
I'll make an insight really check.
Bad. Really for like... Bluffs and
So I'm gonna start trying.
You fly around. There's a charred tree, and you know, there's some animals about, and you know,
I'll be sure to poop on him while I'm flying.
Some night bird craps on you.
You could set it on fire, man.
I could
poke it with a stick when it comes back down.
Well. So all of you are milling about.
Who has the rug? I'm going to unroll the rug and see if somebody's in the rug at this point.
The tapestry?
Uh-huh.
You unroll the tapestry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, the tapestry looks different.
Okay.
When you unroll it, it looks like this.
It looks like a ring with the spiral staircase.
Mm-hmm.
So we've lost the elf bodies.
Or somebody switched out the...
With the spiral staircase in the middle of it, are we possibly still in the tower?
Can we enter the spiral staircase?
Or we might be in the...
What do you want to do?
I try to jump into the tapestry.
I was going
to
say, I'm going to let him jump in first.
Okay. Well, you're flying around, and he, like, jumps on some weird carpet they seem to have, and he's gone. Disappears.
It's really great in here.
He just ceases to exist. He jumps on the stairs, and he's gone.
I will fly down and reassume my normal form.
Okay. I will inform everybody else of what just happened. So, we'll figure out what to do.
Everybody's still here, other than him?
Mm-hmm. And Olaf.
Well, yeah,
he's not here.
Does he appear here?
Am I in
the tapestry at all?
Nope.
And it appears... What is on the ground is definitely a rug. It is not a tapestry anymore. It is a giant rug.
I'll touch it.
Just in the random spot. Mm-hmm. It feels like a rug.
I'll touch the stairs part.
He disappears.
So.
What's up?
Smack.
Ow. You came too.
forever. That was for the tree.
The tree deserved it.
I'm gonna ask Drew, what do you want to do?
How much damage can you do before he goes like that?
Can I roll Arcana on the rag itself?
Sure.
I guess.
Set him on fire.
I don't think we want to.
27.
Mess with the rag.
Well, so you stare at it for a while. It's obviously some sort of dimensional portal. You aren't sure. You've never seen this type of setup, but the tapestry was the same type of thing. I mean, mm-hmm. It went someplace else. Where, you're not sure, because there's nothing. I mean, for all you know, they could be dead.
I'm rolling up my new character name.
I called him beforehand.
I told him you should have slept in the damn tower. Well, let's see. No, no, no.
Okay.
And to go outside and sleep.
I'm all for home. Just burning the rug and.
What elf bodies? What are you talking about?
We have.
No speak elfish.
Possible liability.
We finally got rid of that crazy druid who keeps shoving deer urine down our throat. Yay!
So we probably have an impish thing running around.
Mm-hmm.
We've got two people and the dog missing. And two people jumped into the tapestry.
Four people and the dog missing.
Four people. No, two people and the dog missing. And then two people who jumped into the former tapestry.
I don't remember.
It is now
we should probably do that.
But I think I left it up there. I don't know. That pouch still.
All in all, we're screwed.
Is it still in your pouch?
Do you know about it? Does he know about it?
I don't know. Did you tell anybody about it?
Sure. I probably would have shared it with him.
Alright, well, you should probably check to see if it's in
your. But I left it up there.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
This world we live in?
Why
do
you question me?
I believe you.
You have such low skills.
No. Oh! I believe you did. However, I don't believe necessarily that it's still there.
That was good. That was good job. Good deal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So well. You go and dig through her stuff.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
You're like.
But no, like none of changed. You showed it to us. None of the rest of us.
No,
see
no, nobody
stone.
Else saw it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no one else could see it because I. She said she put it down and then I picked it up, but it's not there. So.
Right.
Okay.
So you don't see a stone.
Do you see the stone? You said before you had the stone and none of the rest of us could see it.
But apparently it's still here.
If you go check like, on it.
Yes, well,
really?
I'm sure it would be standing there watching me going through my crap. I
no skills, my...
Actually, one of the things he picked up, it was like, I don't know, a scarf or something, and it was actually in the scarf, and he's like threw it over his shoulder, put over there.
Okay, so I don't know that it's still in there at that
point. No, you see it.
Oh, he
you're,
just
you're
sees
surprised
it
he, I mean, it's right there. I'm pretty sure it's bigger.
Okay.
It's bigger.
You get the stones where now? You just saw the stone. You told me you didn't think it was
yeah,
there.
Walk over to that area
I
and like take your hands and
apologize.
Do this. See if you can pick it up.
What stone? I didn't see any stone. Are you stone?
I don't know.
You told me you left in the tower. I don't
I just thought I had too, but apparently I didn't. And it's larger now?
Yeah, it's the top size
yes.
of this.
Yeah. Oh, it is larger now. Okay, well then
if
I
you see this supposed stone, maybe you should do an arcana check on it and see what the heck is. If there are any magical
I will
abilities
do another
that
arcana
has.
Check on it. 24.
You gaze at the stone.
Suddenly it takes me over.
Oh. You see a staircase inside of it, and she disappears.
Okay.
Well.
Do I see the stone when she disappears?
I don't think it.
She just stares into her hand.
You should, like, go inside or something.
I'll just sigh, walk over to the rug.
Is there like a lot of room we're disappearing into, or are we all crammed in this little
are we all crammed in this staircase?
Closet!
It'll be John. No, it would be Drendan the Toad, John. There's a horse in there somewhere. Dog. Horse.
The horse is here?
Yeah, the horse is gone.
Ho, ho.
So you jump in.
Yeah.
Alright, you disappear. So is this town then?
Come on, it works great when you follow us.
And be long.
Followed us last time.
Jonathan Bella.
Get some s'mores. I think we could raid the chicken coop.
Go get some
chicken.
What
do you think?
I'm all for burning the tapestry now. So.
That could be bad, though.
I know it could be bad, but...
Destroying.
Hey, let's put... Is that skeleton still there? The skeleton guy?
Yeah.
Is he still sleeping?
I didn't hear you.
He's got a 50-50 chance.
So, is that skeleton awake, or is he still sleeping? Skeleton guy.
He passed out. Nobody helped him.
He's laughing.
He passed out, you say?
Yeah, when he turned into a bear, he passed out.
Right, I'm going to rouse him.
Well, when I was sitting there, I would have woken him up.
So, dude, what the hell is going on here? What do you know about this whole...
Ah! Cleric!
I'm not going to turn... Help me!
He runs on the rug and...
Doesn't
that's just a stare.
Damn it! Stupid skill armor should turn it down to the best.
So Nicholas picks up the rug and carries on.
Damn it. Alnath, you're pretty sure there's like some sort of like little demonic critter standing on his head.
Standing on Nick's head?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? You.
So, alright, let's stop fighting the plot device and just embrace it. A half elf, a human, and a skeleton walk into a tap. Stop, you preferred this one.
This can only end in tears.
But then you're looking at
words you said.
I mean, it's
hurt.
Like right there.
You got
like
something sitting on your head. It looks kind of demonish.
He's taking a crap on his head now.
There's nothing on my head. What?
It kind of scurries over to your shoulder when
he's on your shoulder now.
It's like has this knife. And
it's getting ready to stab you.
Stab! You disappear.
Okay, fine. I'm going to the tapestry.
I'll just never sleep again. Roll it out and throw it in the fire.
No, I'm going to the tapestry.
Okay.
Roll it up as you go.
All right.
Roll it up as you go.
So, John, you were sleeping on the ground. You had found a nice spot. The dirt, you know, it was perfect. And now it's really hard. It's not, there's something wrong. It also smells musty. It doesn't smell outdoorsy anymore. And then you're pretty sure you can smell horse. Like really, really close to you.
And toad.
I smell horse ass. Mom?
Oh. No, that'd be a centaur. There's also a dog kind of curled up on the other side of you. And at that point, Valley over there kind of appears next to you.
Stick.
That's still with a stick. And then, like a few seconds later, everybody else appears.
You thought you could escape my poking.
So am I awakened because of this?
Yeah, mostly because of the horse.
The poking.
I'm gonna punch him in the face.
So everybody appears.
The horse.
Drendan down here.
Drendan is hand on my not hand. Down here, but you are in.
Drendan has plot device.
That's fine.
You are in a 30 by 30 room.
I don't know how.
6 squares by 6 squares.
Brendan did this.
Yes. There is a entrance and or hallway on the north side in the middle, and then on the west side.
So we're all here but Drendon.
Six.
Drendon's here.
No, Drendon's not here.
Oh, he's not here?
No.
Anyone else not here?
Everybody is here.
Even the skeleton dude?
Even the skeleton dude.
Frog and the horse? The dog?
The frog is not here. The horse is, strangely enough, kind of
so
looking
the north
at
side
the horse.
And the east side, he said?
I think
west.
The north,
west.
North and west?
North and west.
Okay.
Well, whistle the wake, Jacob up.
Okay.
In the middle.
So, we're not all dead. I
just
hope.
Make a, like, a little hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I don't know. I've never been dead, so
you guys are all in what would be the center square there.
Happens to me all the time.
You're all crowded there. Here's
we'll do this one.
Here's John's character in the skeleton dude.
Are you here, Tim?
Yeah, everybody's here. Everybody appears. I guess you need a horse.
Of course.
Here's a horse.
Of course.
I knew that was coming.
Of course.
Dude, I have a pick-ass horse.
Terrible.
It's a terrible one. Yeah.
And we're all crammed in the center square. Piss off. I'm stepping out of the center square.
Stick Valley. Let it be.
Now, there are.
Yeah. I'm backing up.
It's not natural.
There are candles on little niches on the wall, so candlelight barely lights up this room. The one thing you will notice, though, is on the ground on the northern side that would be heading that way, just right in that little entrance, there's a large smear of blood as if, like, a body had been dragged.
It's probably dragged.
This one?
Yep.
Well, I should probably check the door for traps.
There's no door, it's just an opening.
Oh, just an opening. Okay.
It's just, it's really dark, so you can't see too much farther.
Light!
I use my stick that I have, and I poke it through the doorway to see if there's a little thing that comes down and kills you.
And you might want to put that, like, set
so
on fire.
Move
too.
Him, move Valley over there.
And the stick comes around and pokes
I'll
him
go,
in the back, right?
I found a cure for my loneliness.
I'm gonna keep my eye on this door.
Yeah, and I've got my.
Rob, would you move me up next to him, please, or Ethan?
Up to Valley or next to Ethan?
Valley.
I'll be there.
Right there? Or next to it?
I'm staying with the animals where I belong.
I'm gonna light my lantern.
Where do you wanna be?
I'm taking my jungle friend.
Turn around.
Pierce the darkness.
Alright, the lantern won't light.
Well, crap. Fire!
Also, does anybody actually have low light vision or infravision?
Mine.
Yeah, sure.
What was the second one?
Infravision, dark vision.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody does.
Uh-huh. How about?
Good one.
Oh, we're
I have a flaming longsword, though.
I have. I have a sunrod.
All right. Well,
yeah.
The thing that you guys will notice is sunrods, flaming swords. Everything's giving off the same light as a candle.
Oh, yay.
I'm going to grab a candle.
Okay.
Wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Toss it into the room. Or whatever is beyond the opening.
A hedge.
Don't set anything.
Moving on.
We are definitely inside.
Just a hedge. All right. Well. And that opening, by the way, both openings are 10 feet.
Okay.
Hallway?
Yeah. And so you're going to toss one of the candles to the northern side?
Yes.
Okay, well, there is a... what appears to be another 20 feet.
Okay.
Goes straight north.
I'm going to go in that direction then.
I'll go with
I'm going to grab another candle from the wall first, and then I'll head that direction. And pick up the candles on the ground and throw it to the next section. Unless it's out.
Okay. The blood streak just continues down the hallway.
I don't think you need to cover that.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I like the blood streak.
That's a lot of fun. We can keep following the blood streak.
Yeah.
I'll follow them.
Pick up another
candle for
hapless dead person that we have to carry to somebody's relatives.
Put that out in front of us, just so, you know.
That's what I've been doing. I have the stick out in front of me.
You hold the stick out in front of us, I'll hold the candle.
So how many hit points do you two have?
Me?
No. Well. You guys could follow us and back us up, you know.
I believe a mage only has 3 fewer hit points than me.
I'm going to roll perception.
I guess I'm not supposed to be in close
combat. Okay.
Apparently, I've spent too much time with him in the close encounters.
Oh, shut up. See if I can see anything ahead of me with a perception check. Lord. I think it's a 13. Woohoo! Yeah. You work on that.
I can do it.
I'm looking at like ceiling and stuff.
Ceiling is about where our ceiling is here. Everything's made of limestone.
Jesus.
I want to move away from me.
There are drawings of some sort of odd shapes and pictures and things that you guys have never seen before. It's writing you're not really
based on the language.
So you guys
I speak Elven, Draconic, Ruskin, Common, so
right. You know, yeah, you've never seen this language.
Are the walls of this hallway covered?
Everything's covered. Everything but the ceiling.
We're in a construct.
Nope, it's not abyssal.
Okay, I'm going to keep going then, because basically...
Are you waiting for the rest of us, or are you just wandering?
No, I'm hoping you'll follow me so I don't get, you know, horribly mauled by something, but or if I do, at least, you know...
I'll call back, like, I guess we're going this way!
Well, we can get, just continue free. On. We can come back and get you... with our dead bodies.
They come shambling back.
Hello, cat! Friend!
Well, he wanders off in which direction?
North.
He's heading north, where the blood streak went.
Alright, well, I'll pick up... I'm going to wait for everyone else to go and take up the rear base, because I want to keep my eye on this.
Here you go.
Hell nah, the... Olaf, do you want to go first?
How many candles are there?
They're spaced every 10 feet.
You have a solid procession going.
Many,
are you coming?
It's pretty good.
I am, but I'm going to stay a little bit away back.
Olaf, is it okay with you being up front?
What?
Sure.
John, is it okay with Olaf being up front?
Figured he had mostly short range stuff.
All right, you
can be in the back with
somebody
them.
Goes to get
okay.
Philadel to move, and he doesn't appear to be animated anymore.
Aww.
He kind of falls forward. He stays together.
Finally, that turn undead works.
Well, we'll leave the horse here to take care of him. Well, no, we won't.
I'll put. So is he like stiff as a board, or
no? You can like he's bones.
I'll pick him up, put him in a sack, and tie him to the horse, and I'll be leading the horse.
Okay. Yeah. We'll just set him
he's
up.
He's now a pack horse.
Now, those of you who are trained in Arcana will realize that if this is an extra dimensional, like actual space,
yeah.
You guys should either be dead or sent to someplace else because Drendon.
Welcome to SMS voice messages.
Drendon was possibly brought here, and if that's the case,
his bag of holding
would have exploded.
Okay. That would be better if you open it, then, wouldn't it?
Groovy.
But are we in Drendon's bag of holding? That's what I want to know.
I don't know this arcane or crap anyway.
It's just, there's something... Those of you trained in Arcana can kind of figure out that you're not in a pocket, like a bag of holding area.
Mm-hmm.
You probably traveled someplace.
Can I do an Arcana check in just the walls, the writing, and different stuff? I got 22.
22. Okay, you don't speak or read the language, but you're pretty sure it's infernal.
Oh.
And that would be the language of the devils.
That makes sense.
I'm going to look and see if I can, since I apparently disappeared when I was looking at the stone, see if I can find the stone anywhere.
Yeah, the stone gone.
Maybe not
stone
look at it, but...
Stone's gone.
No, it's gone. Okay.
It's gone for good. Well, that's
and Balog has a point of damage.
Okay.
You got stabbed, man. Yeah.
I need to change my elemental resistance to resist fire, so. Which is no big deal. It's just
Well, we'll get online finally.
No.
Okay.
Carry on.
All right.
A horse that's on fire. That's definitely my horse.
Basically, another what would be 10 feet.
Where did this guy come from?
Over there.
Oh. So basically, two more squares forward. Let's see if I can.
Just go off like that.
We need a movement tray.
And you think you see some sort of stone right there that does not appear to have writing on it.
Okay.
So we're opening up into a room there?
Well, maybe.
It appears to be the underside of a rug.
Ah, crap! And somebody's catching it on fire.
That's right, yes.
Probably with a stick.
That's actually not a bad idea. I will arcana check this strange stone that's not there.
Okay, so you're going to scurry up there?
20. I'm just going to look at it.
Okay. Are you looking or are you going up?
Are you looking at it? Don't touch it. It's an actual block.
It's a block that it appears that if you put enough strength on it, it would move.
Throw my stick at the box. Or at the block.
That's not enough strength.
No, I'm making sure it's not going to explode if I touch it.
That's fair. Or like a giant.
No, only explode if you read these explosive rooks.
God.
There
is no writing on it.
Does the blood path go into the block or underneath it or around
no,
it?
No, blood path just continues that way. Continues north.
Well, I imagine then if we continue north, something's going to come and push this stone in front of the doorway.
Yeah. Good plan. Is there anything on the other side of the stone? Is there a wall or what?
Well, remember, your candlelight is very dim.
Well, I mean,
let's look around then. I will look around.
Do we all have light sources at this point?
I grabbed a candle.
Okay, do we have any sun rods or anything like that?
Alna, Bally both took out sun rods. They only glow like
candles. Yes, I know. But if we're talking with such a low amount of light, we should all be carrying something that gives off light.
Do we have any rope?
It's too bad we don't have a wizard who can just cast light.
Do we have rope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should definitely tie ourselves together then, so we don't.
Probably so one falls through there.
We can all go in together.
Do I have rope?
Unless you can tell me here. I have a staff of fiery might. Does it give off light?
Sure. I have 50 feet of rope. And
just don't light it on fire.
No, I have frost stuff up now, so.
You tie it around your stick, too.
So I don't have a torch. I just go.
I definitely need to keep my stick.
And he has a flaming sword.
I have a staff of fiery might, so I guess it gives off light, too. So.
What, like this?
Yes. So you have a torch that you can hit things with. So do I.
Okay, so let's meander around the room there and see what we find that's around the stone or the block.
I want to try to walk around the stone completely.
Stay within sight of someone at all times.
I time myself to Nicholas here.
Balog.
I forgot what your name was.
Balog.
I guess he's there.
Balog, baby thrower. The Vikings, come on.
Do you have the little arm?
No, I don't.
You should.
I don't have a cybernetic arm.
I try to walk around it.
Or a...
That's fine. Another 20 to the north on my side.
I will end this adventure, though, I'm sure of it. Crafting kind of the evil tomato.
There is another one of those kind of weird stones, basically to the north, 20 feet away from the first stone.
So here?
Well, actually, It's directly north of.
Oh, so up here.
Yeah, and it's only got a space about 20 feet between it.
Okay, so it would be in this.
Well, no, farther.
Further south.
For
two blocks away, basically.
Okay, so that's 10 feet.
10 feet, sorry. There's a different. I'm trying to translate back and forth, so. 10 feet on that map. And then the room heading.
I arcana checked the stone. Did it do anything?
It's just a giant. It doesn't have any magic on it at all. It doesn't have any of the infernal writing either. Here, let me get in there real quick. I'm going to draw the other portions of this.
Oh, there's a lot more.
Okay. So, ooh, a life fan.
If you could just let me look at that and I'll drop for you.
Sure.
Maybe we should have the horse turned around so that it can watch our hacks. Can you, like, control the horse?
Yeah, it just flickers.
Can you control the horse so that it can walk our backs as we go down the hallway?
It kind of lights them.
It, like, kicks somebody in the face.
The gigantic.
I don't think it's a trained war horse, and I can handle a horse, yes. But
journey maker.
You sound like one.
Creepy.
Well, I wasn't going to brag, but...
I'm thinking, you know.
Something kind of what it looks like.
I have Ritz crackers, too.
Jeremy, let's say otherwise, I'm pretty much keeping track of a horse.
Okay. Yeah, he just follows you.
Come, horse.
Well.
So we can go all the way around this block.
I'm going to do
pick a direction.
Perception in the area.
Any preferences, guys, unless you really want to move the block.
What if we try moving the block, just push it back this way so it's up against that wall there?
Probably trigger
27.
Travel. 27. Probably all die.
There's a thing
beneath
faint.
The block.
That's what I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Smell of feces and dirty.
Faint. Come on now, like, we're out here.
we're in a poop pot.
It's a different smell of feces than you're used to. And unwashed bodies.
Okay.
I bet there's.
Hey.
Mayhap there's bad things under the thing.
So I guess we're going to move the block.
So there could be dead.
We'll move it all
creatures.
The way. Move it. But is there another block here that we see,
yep,
too?
Yep, there is. Yeah.
Let's move it just a little bit.
Is the block holding like anything up?
I'm wondering if this goes back to here.
Is there a space that's in between, like, the floor and the block? A little space or anything?
Looks like it's laying down.
Does the floor show any evidence of it actually having been moved at any time?
Yeah.
Which way did it move?
Every direction. Been moved multiple places.
Scrapes over.
Scrapes.
So there's a ladder. Maybe
we should find the dimensions of this room. Explore a little bit to the left there and see if that hallway connects.
Mm-hmm. I'll take.
All right.
We'll go down this way. Yeah.
How far out does our light give us?
10 feet. Is it?
Well,
whatever a candle does.
About what that is.
Now, if I'm holding a candle and, like, someone goes 10 feet with theirs. Do I still see them just fine and even see with their light?
Yes, but distances seem a little off.
And we're saying if we spread out a little bit more, we could get more light going and see each other a bit better. I think we should do that. Because we're still easily within sight of each other, and so if something happens...
So maybe use the rope and the light to see if... Have one person in the lead and basically use that to curl around the side of there, to the left.
We want to come
that direction.
Here, this way.
Yeah. Just make like a big old snake with
are you this here?
One guy
that's
in the back.
Him, yeah.
Or, I'll follow him.
This way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to come out to here because I got 50 feet of
rope.
I got 50
so you
feet
run.
Of rope. Stop at the edge of the blue because I'll draw the rest of it.
Okay.
But who else wants to move? So far that's...
Oh.
Valley and Bella.
Do you want to move them? I'm not going to leave them there alone, so I'll go up behind them.
Okay.
Hey, John. Thank you for the...
glad to share.
These stones don't have any markings on them, and they look like they've been moved.
But I bring snacky things that, you know, we could add.
They don't have any runes on them, and they look like they've been moved.
Yes. And I...
In all directions at some point.
I detect a faint odor of some kind of a...
Poo.
Poo. That's different from our normal unwashed poo.
Okay.
So everybody's kind of spreading out, trying to figure out what's what and who's where.
You say what's what and who's where?
Uh-huh. Do you need me to help you?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
Everybody has like a big X, insert huge monster here.
It's a ring of red and white concentric circles. Piano, just above.
Excellent.
You turn the corner and drop to the tapestry again.
Well,
okay. So, Valley, get to about there, and I need you to give me a perception check.
No, I'm good.
23. Okay. Well, then you hear it, so you're not surprised. Something very large is coming down the hallway. Kind of comes out of the darkness. And I'll set it out in a second. So on this side, Melissa, I need you to give me a perception check.
Okay.
I knocked it over and you hit it with a stick.
You got the stick.
I know, but I can knock it over.
All right.
Okay.
Not even worth mentioning.
Hit it with my resounding mace.
I rolled a 4. That tells you anything.
Olaf, can you give me the perception check?
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah.
Oh, 12. I knew we were going to count again.
I wasn't close enough.
What did you get?
12.
12? Okay. Well, definitely better than 4.
Well, I rolled a 4, so.
Right.
I also triggered 7.
What is it? I'll add it up.
Oh. 16.
Okay. Well, you both can kind of.
Horrible.
Shocked.
All right, so.
Oh, well. General Horrible.
That's my wife.
General Horrible.
God, I didn't actually hit a 20. This is lame.
All right, an initiative.
All right, everybody.
Yep.
I'll
go around in a circle in a
second. We haven't healed either, have we?
Nope.
We rested. We didn't rest.
Well, no.
We were resting.
We were resting.
We got like halfway through.
Some of us fell asleep.
Oh, crap.
No, yeah.
I'm good.
You're good.
First watch took 8 hours to do. So.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely.
Yeah.
No.
Did we forget to mention that?
Well, it took us 8 hours to all go on a tapestry, is what it took.
No. No.
Yeah. Hey, some of us disappeared into a gym. Or, and got stabbed by.
And got stabbed by
something that I couldn't see.
Yeah, some little imp thing.
Robin's
not good. 18.
Fallen?
Oh, 12.
17.
Thank you. Nick?
21.
Ethan?
17.
Speedy-ass
Claire.
John?
Evidently.
24.
Woo!
18. All right. Colin, what's your dex modifier?
Oh, crap.
That's
no
fun. Where is it? Oh, there it is. 14.
Your modifier?
No, I'm sorry.
It's plus 5. It's plus something.
Ethan, what's your modifier?
5. Holy crap, he's got a 14 modifier,
okay.
Right?
You guys decide who goes first on your...
Rock, paper, scissors!
All right, so...
Lightsaber.
Coming around the corner are two 10-foot-tall Which kind of sucks because, well, the ceiling's only this tall, so they're stooped down. Minotaurs. They are snorting, screaming, just generally pissed off.
Yeah, did you notice checks? Perception checks to notice them?
Unfortunately, with the way this place is set up.
So if we make them rear back really hard, will they impale their horns into the ceiling?
Who knows?
If we make them angry.
Well, as long as they lead with their face, they'll be fine.
They don't need their head, you know. All right, John, you have a 24. That's where you're at. Each score is 5 feet. You have your movement, and you have a move action, standard action, and a minor action.
Sweet. I'm going to move to engage.
All right.
Whoop. Six. No, so I can move.
Okay, so that's your move action.
I don't want to hack at it. I'm not playing with sword.
Okay, do you want to use any of your
powers?
When I
want to hit the guy, I roll a
question.
And I want to hit the guy.
Who's got powers?
And then...
You should have an account for powers. And at will.
Really speaking.
At will.
A couple.
Well,
that's
what you do.
I'm definitely using
my defense. Okay. So
I don't have it set up for sword. 10 for the attack. And say, okay, that against his...
It's all based on long spear. Yeah.
So I say, whatever it is, first 4 to 2, hit.
Long sword does so 1d8 damage.
Your yeah. 2d8 and has a...
You so, say that it smells like poo in here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you tell
don't light a match. Whatever you do.
I'm really afraid that those dogs are hiding like minotaur toilets.
These minotaurs do have toilets, Scott.
Means if we open them, we can dump them down there and then.
Really, the whole place is their toilet.
Yes, but if we open this, dump them down there, and then recover it.
Everyone fall back, and then we can push that one stone up against that wall and block it off.
All right, I'm going to.
Ingrid, you're the one with the bow, right? Right there, blue with the bow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she has a bow.
But he's not
right, that's standard. That's okay. Sure strike with that, which is not well.
Okay.
So it's... Strength plus 2 with his armor class.
Okay. These suckers' armor class is a 26.
I'll need it.
So pick some more AC. Like your 42, maybe.
Make sure you add everything up, though, on it.
Okay. Nine, seven, plus 2.
I'm going against reflex. Hopefully, it'll have very quick reflexes.
17 to hit.
Alright.
No, 18.
18. So that particular one will not get past its armor. Alright. Do you have any minor actions on your powers? Just for curiosity's sake.
I don't think so.
Okay. Alright, so that was 24 on a 18.
Whoa, whoa, what about 21?
Hey. I don't like 21. Fine, 21.
Alright, well, I'm going to move. I can't quite reach my character.
What's your move?
I can move 5, so I'm going to move within basically 2 blocks of him, so basically kind of past Valley.
Yeah.
Keep going. You're out of the corner. One more.
right one, here. Probably in the
plus square. 1, that way. That one. Here we go. Okay. I'm going to use my Daunting Light, which is a ranged 10. Not that first.
Well, I think technically you're adjacent to him.
Sure. Am I adjacent? No, I'll move one back.
Yeah, you don't want to be adjacent.
I'm going to move into the corner there.
That one? Or this?
That one. There we go. Okay, ooh, nice. All right, how about 27 against his fortitude?
Yes.
Okay, good. Ugh, not so good.
Maybe I should re-roll that. That's great. Yeah, but I'm going to re-roll that.
What does it do?
You can do 2d10 damage plus 7. Bigger. That's not much better. Alright. 16 damage, and Ingrid, you... Val, you can get combat advantage against the target until the end of my next turn.
Ooh, combat advantage.
Okay.
Does that give me big stuff?
It's a plus 2 to hit.
Ooh. All right, so that's 21. 18 is both Scott and Robin.
So. Okay.
Go ahead, Robin.
I do careful attack on him. Chicken wants to betray me tonight. Ooh, natural 20.
Alright.
So, that's... And I'm marking him as my hunter's quarry. So that's 17 damage. Plus 2, 19 damage.
Not help if I not grab the crystal fumble deck.
Yeah, I don't like that. You do that for the creature. How about that?
Totally.
We always draw from the critical hit deck. You always draw from the critical miss deck.
Yes.
No matter what. Every time they roll for anything, they draw.
There you go.
Yes, that
one. The damage is, the special effect is in a row. It's the normal damage to the dude, and then it'll be normal roll damage for anybody next to him.
It sucks.
Do max damage.
So how much was it?
19.
19.
Get away from me.
Dash! Quit being a pain in the butt.
It's what I do.
I'm awesome.
All right, Scott.
All right.
Don't sit down, whatever you do. Cat pate.
That's alright.
Cat patty. I will move towards the back one, but I'm not going to step on the. But I'm not going to step on any of the.
It'll hold them still.
Squares.
This one or this one?
Towards me. Well, you can't step on the square.
He has two damage. He has negative two penalty to his fortitude.
Don't worry about that.
His next turn. Okay. Okay. My next turn.
That'd be good. Unfortunately, I don't have any other fortitude attacks.
I do.
Yeah, you can do that.
Because
you help one more.
In hell,
are you on here or there? Is it?
Damage,
you're
Robin?
Yeah,
I'll stay out
of
here.
It's printed on a flat page.
Yeah.
Okay. But we could probably print one up and cut it out for you and give it to you.
Do you mind writing down the stats?
Yeah.
On that.
Actually,
don't do it, it's true.
That reminds me.
I have scissors, I can just cut it out right now.
Later, action. Anyone who has a minor action on the turn that's coming up, you can choose to use your goggles of oversight to figure out how many hit points it has or any weaknesses or stuff. Just saying.
I think that would be you have a minor action,
haven't you? Yeah, I just went.
So?
Is there anything else you want to do, Scott?
No one else has goggles.
Well, I know you don't. I think they do.
Anything else? Yeah, I'm done.
Can I borrow your goggles real quick?
I don't have an objection to that.
It would be an action.
They're right next to it.
Toss around them or where they went.
An action.
Okay.
Depends on big right
now. Well, now I want to know what this is for. Yeah.
Alright, so that was Robin and Scott. 18. Colin and Ethan.
Go ahead, Colin. Scott, where are you?
Just I moved up towards this northernmost Minotaur.
Alright.
The blue scale.
It's 19 gets its
figure.
I'm using my.
What'd you do? Was it plus 2?
I moved.
But what are you doing?
I'm going to press the rhymestone at him to knock him over.
Okay. Is that all it does?
It knocks him over. It hurts him. And he also takes a negative 2 penalty to fortitude until the end of my next turn.
Okay. And it just knocks him prone if it hits him?
Knocks him to his knees. And I don't know if he does any damage.
What did you roll?
Is he mutilating while he's down there?
Your initial? 2d8 plus 7.
Like,
damage.
With the
but does it specifically say he gets knocked prone?
A windy blast drives your enemies to their knees, so he falls down.
What's the effect on the power button?
Yeah. That could just be the
not the fleet attacks. What does it say it does?
It does say it knocks the target prone.
That's why you have
that. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
So, what did you roll to hit? And what is it?
19 against his fortitude.
Plus the 2 for the combat advantage.
21.
Yeah.
21.
Versus 4.
That will not be enough.
What? Horseshit, he did it.
At 27.
And that was also versus
42.
Reflex action.
These things are probably going to have pretty hideous fortitude and hideous armor class.
Alright.
So,
how's he going to do?
Who's this?
It's Ethan.
First thing I do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Move me up.
Is this you?
Move me up right next to you.
Okay.
And I'll use a minor action to get Jayco actions, obviously. So that's a move. A minor, and I'm using another minor action to cast Bark Skin on John's character, on Olaf. And Olaf, you gain a +3 to your armor class.
We just need an error.
Until the end of my next turn.
And Olaf and Belog.
Olaf.
Mm-hmm. You've been playing the game Lost Vikings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you should totally play it. It's so much fun.
That is a fun game.
Yeah, and the Lost Vikings 2 is even better.
I never played the second one.
Oh, it's so much better.
It was one of the few games that came out on... one of the last few games came out on Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Belong has a bionic arm and a lightsaber. So he can actually swing it like
a bionic. Can Jacob move, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can give him I'll give him actions. He moves with me.
Yeah.
So...
Are you jamming, Kitty?
I don't know. Oh, well, I did 27, so I have no idea how good this bound. I'm going to say it's probably pretty low because
pretty big,
I mean so. The AC and the fortitude is pretty high, so presumably hopefully the reflex. I don't know how about the will be though, but I'm hoping the reflex is lower because otherwise we're screwed. Yeah. Will may be low, but I don't know. I don't know enough about Minotaurs.
I don't actually need sunrods either. I've got the Gauntlets of Brilliance.
So you're like, Sunrod?
Seven.
He's like, Flaming Sword!
Jeremy?
Yes?
Moving the dog around this way.
+1 to attack. Sweet.
Okay.
That, and that is all I've got. That's all I'm done.
And
I've done all my actions. Wait. Move, minor.
So it's being all there.
Oh, I don't have to spend actions for the dog anymore since he's okay.
So I do have an action left.
I'll go ahead and I'll.
Would they have a. We're in an evil place with a lot of flames.
Yeah.
So most likely they're flame friendly.
What was that one? I'm going to cast Storm Spike. I'm assuming a 29 hit at 3 flex.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, 29 will.
Or cold, maybe.
If I can get you two to run away, I can hit him with a flaming spiral.
Is the radius that bad?
Takes 11 points of damage. And this is on this guy.
Right.
Just
for simplicity, by the way, the Minotaur over that's attacking them is 1, and this is Minotaur 2.
Okay.
This is Minotaur 2? Okay, right. So Minotaur 2 takes, what did I say, 11 points of damage. And if he doesn't move at least 2 squares on his next turn, he takes lightning damage.
And a square adjacent to
him.
So
this is everybody.
I'm
not adjacent. You're 1 square away, actually.
Yeah. But
although, well, you hit Ingrid is 1.
I mean, you just didn't get through his
armor. Well, I can hit him with burning spray.
If he doesn't move at least two squares, Jeremy, if he doesn't move two squares in his next turn, he's taking 7 more points of damage.
What's that? Which one?
And I'm done.
Spray,
well, you're hoping that it's body armor. It could just be part of his flesh.
Yeah. Let's go blast the free
storm cloud.
I know, but he's far enough away.
Who's next?
I think
that would be Melissa.
Okay.
Because it's three squares, not within 3 squares.
Cast Righteous Brand on Olaf.
I think you are too.
Of course.
No, wait. You did Olaf, didn't you?
Actually,
+3 to armor class.
To get the horse to move up there because of those dudes, just give me a quick nature roll. What do you get?
26.
Okay, he'll follow you. Okay, so you're doing...
I'm gonna, since he cast on Olaf, I'll cast on Helmet.
Okay.
Righteous Brand.
All right.
As versus armor class.
What kind of bonus is it?
Well, you don't have to roll... Okay, he's not in combat yet, so...
Oh, I'm using this one here.
Okay. If it's an attack versus a thing,
but it's a melee attack.
I guess I can hit him with cutting words and make him be a tactical blunder.
Have to actually run
it to
hit the
blunder.
Guy.
I do.
Yeah, this is a.
Back up, you can hit him with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure if he's angry or not.
Points. You probably go and do right that sacred flame. You roll the 1 anyway.
Right, it doesn't matter.
Can we move Mentor 1 so he's actually
that's
in
melee
squares?
Weapon. It's if you hit him and then an ally.
Oh,
he's
in melee. No, I mean, so you can see what squares
he's in. Like,
he's in those back
squares.
Okay.
All right, so I do have
these. I'm sure he will.
No, you had him, all right.
Yeah.
He was in the corner.
Yep, he's right.
Nobody puts Baby in the corner?
Apparently.
Nobody.
Yeah, I would be hit with a...
That's pretty...
Well, it doesn't matter if I cast Slaying Spiral, it doesn't do anything to me, so...
Oh, really?
I'm already on fire.
Those are all...
Those are all... Yeah, it hurt you.
No, we don't want that.
I know, you were saying that it would hurt you, too.
That's right.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Not daily.
That's only daily I have left. Yeah. So.
You can... Or the phrase. When
you use it, you can sustain it. If you can sustain a minor action every turn, it stays around.
Basically, it just creates a weapon and use it to whack things with it.
Okay. Irregardless, I rolled
irregardless
one.
Okay.
No, it was, you're right, it was...
All right.
But it was Jennifer Grey.
I'm going to sit down.
Minotaur 1.
No, Minotaur lost.
Minotaur 1 will do a goring charge.
He went down
badly. Straight forward. So whoever he runs into first, which I think will be Beto.
Probably.
It can only be in so many places.
So if somebody can move him forward, please.
Just don't know when heal you, doesn't mean
I'm
they
a
like
druid, so we crunch. Don't have healing anymore. I'm a druid.
Druish? Funny you don't look druish.
Alright. Okay, so the Minotaur screams, roars, charges forward.
I can do that.
Stabs you with his horns.
Oh, does he?
Oh, he does. Does 7 points of damage and knocks you prone.
I don't even get a saving throw, or like it's not versus anything. It's just does it. Period.
If he hits your defense.
I hit a 35.
Well, that's what a coincidence. That's equivalent. No.
Right.
5 points of damage. You saying?
Seven.
I
have this special ability. It says, if a Minotaur attacks me, my defenses are all +30. It's written in pencil, but
yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty sure...
The Minotaur is going to make Minotaur love to you instead.
I'll use my head of disguise.
And it looks like a head. Minotaur is Drendon when you need him.
Causes damage.
I use my head of disguise to look like Drendon. Does it do anything?
That makes it worse.
Oh, crap.
Angry love.
Okay, Minotaur 2 can't...
No, this one actually...
Well, he'll just... Storm Cloud. Actually, it'd be Storm Cloud right here. Well, he's kind of just going to ignore your lightning for now and
well, then
swap
take,
this...
He'll take 7 points of damage.
Swap this annoying little thing in front of him.
Oh, he'll take 7 at the end of his turn for...
Hey! That annoying little thing is me! It takes a swing with its battle axe. Eight. 24 versus AC.
Yeah. How many dice do you have to roll to get that number, Jeremy?
Just one. Okay.
Can I see that done?
No. Okay. You take 9 points of damage as the battle axe hits you. And... Well, you're marked, but...
So is he...
That's fine. He also takes lightning damage.
7 points of lightning
damage. So essentially,
if you are prone, it's what to stand up?
I understood what she said.
Jeremy, what action is it to stand up from being prone? Is it a move action?
Prone, I believe, is just a move action. Hmm. Let's see. Stand up is a move action. We're back to the top with a 24 Olaf.
You can stand up.
I'm going to swat at him with my mighty sword.
All right. Are you?
I'm going to be using the third strike with that also.
I'm going to try that one again.
Okay.
Do you need me to move all my action?
No.
Okay.
I don't think this will actually hit you.
Start early and use them often.
This. Is that range or is that blaster?
I believe that's range, but I'm not sure.
27 hit it?
Well, it doesn't matter if there's anything in there.
Will oh, no, yeah, it's range.
It won't blast off firing range. Like that, right?
No.
Okay.
So you guys will get hit by
Actually, I think the one upper right one's range. That one's like spread. I think.
Mm-hmm. But you're still not.
The one's burst. There's one that's burst, and the other's like
now
spread
for
that one.
Damage. Do I do the fire damage, or I just do the regular damage plus the fire damage?
Jeremy, what'd you roll to hit him?
What?
What'd you roll to hit him?
He hit me at like 24.
Does that include your plus 3 that I gave you?
He hit me before I was plus 3.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. You have it now. I gave it to you on my turn.
But he hit me on it, then he would hit me on it.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered because it is his armor class. But just barely. It's whatever, basically... It's whatever the damage additional is added to your die roll.
Okay.
So, plus your power. Now, is the sword just give you a set amount of damage?
It gives me a 1d6 fire damage.
Which one? What's how you know it actually does?
So I'm just going to just add that d6 in
there. That's fine.
All right.
And
then, what
does Sure Strike do? Sure Strike gives me...
Psychic damage and pull the target 2 squares. Basically, you do some damage. And you
gives me...
Pull the target 2 squares. You can push them or fall,
it doesn't give me any damage.
It's just some more...
Damage is
right. Yeah, but not...
It's psychic damage.
1d10.
It's pretty low, yeah, but I mean, it does.
Yeah, but it's a...
But it could...
For 9 points and 4 points of fire damage.
I'm going to hit him with the rain spray then.
That coin was worth it.
Is there a way you can stand up and move back?
Okay.
And,
why? I can't move at all,
the,
actually.
Well, you're ahead of me.
So you can't do anything not damage me, basically?
No, I think I can.
And the target takes ongoing fire damage.
Symbol.
5 fire damage.
And then save ends. Yes.
Save ends.
What are you looking at? Okay, that one doesn't matter, actually.
The one with the
arrow
goes straight.
It's Colin.
1 second. We're trying.
Colin!
Well, look at the other side.
When I say Colin, I actually mean Nick.
It's both last 3.
Nick.
Okay, I'm going to stand up.
Whoever's 21, I don't remember.
I'm going to use my goggles of Urasag as a minor action to figure out basically what his current and maximum hit point values are, any disease or poison conditions on the target, and or anything that he can deal out.
Well, all that I can do then is freeze the bastard.
Any disease or poison effect the target can deal.
Okay.
So, my goggles displayed what?
So, are you standing up?
I can,
yes,
I can
as my
move
action.
But it's also everything.
And then you're using your goggles.
For a minor action.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, what does it tell you? What's the specific?
Again, you will learn the target's current and maximum hit point values, any current disease or poison conditions on the target, any disease or poison effect the target can deal.
All right. Its max is 106.
I can still do it.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
And it's at 71.
Oh, at 71. Okay. Alright. And as a free action, I will use my divine fortune to give myself a plus one bonus to my next attack roll. Alright. And then I'm going to use Cascade of Light.
Around the hard corner anymore, you can cast.
And hopefully
that
not roll.
What is the goggles action?
Minor.
Okay. And then your one power is a free action?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I tried casting this.
Standards, minors.
I'm going to use chips.
He's not smart.
1d8. That's better.
Smart Minotaur, we're in trouble.
Okay.
These are the genius Minotaurs.
How about a 28?
By that, he's retarded. A 28
versus will.
A 28 will take.
All right, excellent. Yeah, let's see what we've got for damage here. Actually, that's the wrong one. In 3d8. Oh, and he gains vulnerability 5 to all my attacks, savings. Okay, so that's not very good. That's okay. 15, 16, 20 damage.
No,
I'm sorry. No.
That
hold on.
Got back there.
It's 16.
I already tried 7, running it.
23 damage. Yeah, 23 damage.
Okay. And then next time he has vulnerability 5, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All attacks. All save ends. Yeah.
Unless he's exit. Yeah.
Oh my God, boy.
Alright. That was Nick. Robin and or Scott.
Go for a round.
Okay. Make myself a better target than Allie. I'm just going to be careful with that again. And that's not going to do it.
Okay.
I rolled a 4.
Benny?
You have Benny's.
Oh yeah. I forgot we're using those in this game.
I was like, you just let me soak up the damage, okay? Like, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Well, that should hit a 20... Well, I don't know, I got a 26?
On what?
AC.
Yes, that is his AC.
Yay!
Ooh, nice.
So...
Oh, well.
That's 14... 38...
20
damage.
Nice. That's worth the bennies for right there. Oh yeah.
I don't hit that often, boy. Do damn, my arrows hurt.
Nice.
Now I'm gonna roll in and do 3 damage to him.
Scott. I'm assuming you want to move up.
Yeah, I'm gonna move up.
Okay. Robin, can you keep
moving? Up right there?
Yep, right there.
Bumping
around
on that.
Howling strike.
Okay. What is it versus?
Versus AC, unfortunately.
Okay.
And 21 is not going to do it.
Nope.
I
want
to be level 21.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wants to be level 21, and I said that would be awesome.
But then the Minotaurs would have to be level higher.
I'm they wouldn't. Sure, they could be regular Minotaurs.
They could be as a minor action lighting the goblins.
They were already on fire. You're using them as lightsabers.
Well, just since we hadn't said that before.
Right.
That is my light source, so I'm not having to hold the Sunrod battle at the same damn time.
That's... All right. Colin and or Ethan.
Go ahead, Colin.
We each have an action point, by the way. We should, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
27 versus will?
Yes.
I'm hoping so.
4. You guys are brutalizing that for you.
He takes 8 damage.
What are you adding? Plus 5? Maybe 9?
Plus 4.
Whoa, damn here, buddy.
Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. Plus 5. So,
9.
Oh, he also goes into attack blunder.
What did you get?
Well, basically, it's the psychic damage, and he pulls the target 2 squares. So, that damage was, at least, looks like it was partly psychic damage.
Okay, how much damage is it?
9. He can pull the target 2 squares if he wants.
Hold it, but not push.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably don't want to pull.
I don't think I should pull him into you.
You want to squish Nick?
No.
Oh, he's fine.
No, you don't. My resounding mace would certainly resound.
But it hit. That's the important thing.
Yeah, it hit without killing the other 2 people, which is what everything else I have would have done.
Aww. All right.
I'm sure Baylog really appreciated you not exploding gas at all.
I do appreciate that.
19 versus reflex.
They don't have to kill everyone in the party. It helps.
No. Chip it.
20 versus reflex.
No. Need one more. All
right.
He already spent one.
No, you can use it. Benny, but you use an action point.
That's true.
Ah!
Get him, dog.
Five. Well, it's occupying that, right? So, we'll go there.
We need to fight up very well for this.
No. The only other spell I can actually do is wave my torch in his face.
Right.
And everything else I have just goes flash and bang. That's it.
You're the artillery.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm in the closest quarters ever. Yeah.
You could back away.
It is still around you.
Yes, but at least you wouldn't be damaged yourself.
And he's around a corner, so he can't really
do it. Yeah, I can't do it anyway. Quick, everyone.
He's not Drendon.
He's not going to try to kill us.
He doesn't want to throw the fireball.
I'm just saying he could back away if you want to.
I shoot the ceiling above the Minotaur.
Alright, target the square behind the Minotaur.
And just
smack it.
Yeah.
A possibility.
You had 7 to whatever you did.
And the dog went
missed. AC, but hey.
14.
Dog goes after him and
hit him with anything.
So we get a whole lot of nothing on there.
I'm using the psychic damage one.
I can't.
You can't.
It's an encounter power.
Oh, it is?
Keep in mind, though, if it's a range, like a blast or something that has an actual area effect, you can move it around.
Like this. You can
send
it behind the guy.
Yeah.
On the
Unless it's a burst.
Okay, you could use your acidic implantation.
Yeah.
Range one creature.
And throw acid on you.
It says the primary target takes 2d6 damage. Make a secondary attack that is an air burst at one center on the primary target. So
you would be hit with acid.
You would be a secondary target.
Mm.
Yeah, because the secondary target is
the primary.
I do better out there. I want to go back outside. I crawl out through the tapestry. Okay.
15 plus.
When you guys are done, just start knocking on it.
And then lock something.
What creature,
though? I'm going to do Staring Light on number 2.
Okay.
Why the hell do you have all these blast power? I mean, it's good if there's a people, but come on, we need like one creature.
25 versus reflex.
Wait, what about this one?
Basic.
Okay.
This versus 42. Yes, but you can just make the high roll.
And I also have to get.
What?
Huh?
So only having 2 at-will power
is low. Yeah. I would like to have more.
Yeah.
Humans have the extra.
Humans have an extra one.
Yeah.
game.
Sorry. You know, in the tallest game, I have 4 outlaw powers.
13 damage, and he's blinded until the end of my next turn.
I've only got 3 in this game. Why is that? Why do you have an extra one
in? No. I have no clue. Just know that these have what they have.
This I can do, but...
Alright, how much damage did you do?
Well, if you were
it might be a class.
And he's blinded until the next turn.
He's still around the corner. I can't actually see you.
Could step one square, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So you do that.
You have to shift 1 square feet next to me.
You could shift toward her. That way you would actually be in line of sight and not be directly in front of him.
You have anything that can just hit him and knock him back? Like,
so I will yell to the ones that I'm.
But he's pretty.
Trying
he's
to blind
low.
The guy that probably blind.
He's probably down to like 30 some hit points now.
So
if I can get a hit on his fortitude, I can do it.
Good luck.
Let's see, what is one going to do? He's getting kind of chewed up over there.
Last. So that's going to come from the angle forward. Mm-hmm. Right in Frost's range, and it's 42.
Well, he'll do what Minotaurs do best.
This would
charge.
Work.
Bash.
This would hit.
He's just going to hit you with the battle axe.
But it would also
hit
you too.
Yeah.
This would hit you too, and me.
Does a 22 hit your armor class?
It's still a...
Fender
wind? I can move it, but...
It blasts it originally to you.
Yes.
So, okay.
Hides in the Fender wind. That should always be the case. The Fender should always win. Except when it's the creature, and then the Fender should always lose.
I can do that.
Really?
Yes, that's the rule that I have declared.
The rule, and I should protect myself from it. Okay,
you take 8 points of damage.
It's a flesh wound.
And your mark.
I'm not paying for it.
He pissed on me.
Neither am I really. All of my powers involve shifting.
Marking edge, too, per se.
Well,
attacking it more easy.
You might have class abilities to do stuff with it, but marking basically means you take a penalty to attack something other than the thing.
John, you're even. Scott, okay. You're odd.
Oh, I couldn't have gotten that.
Some classes can use it basically.
Going to take a swing at
like
even.
Defenders use it too. No, you want to attack me, not...
Being blind, though, he's going to miss.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Like with fighters, like, I have a character that uses
see.
It. And if he does, if I mark a creature and it doesn't attack me, it takes a -2.
Got
plus,
it.
If it shifts or makes an opportunity attack during my turn, I get a...
So that was the Minotaur. It's the blind Minotaur. Didn't do much of anything. The other Minotaur
usually
gets
better than anyone can do it.
Back to the top with a 24. Odoth.
I'm going to take my swing with my mighty sword again.
The same attack?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, AC is 26.
Hit him.
All right, roll damage.
8.
Okay. And still on fire, so. All right, Nick.
All right, I'm going to use Strike of Judgment.
Okay. Is it a range?
It is not.
Okay.
Melee. So, yeah, I'm next to him anyway.
It's
so,
a range.
Yeah.
Come on. Come
Why?
On. So he can hit you.
No.
Jeremy seems to be mistaken you for
him. All right. How about 21 versus Will? He's got a vulnerability against all my attacks.
The vulnerability is just based on damage. You need to roll 2 more. It's 23.
What does a fucking Minotaur have a
versus
will?
Versus Will?
It's a magical Minotaur.
Alright, I'll spend my action point.
Okay. The Minotaur with a lot of
willpower. I will go up and hit him in his dangly.
Yes.
They have a little... It makes a noise. Don't.
Don't.
Just superheat it.
There we go. I set this palm piece on fire.
Remember that tree?
Oh, yeah. Smelling like tree. All smelling right. Bits.
Yeah. You said that the wonderful vulnerability is not against my attack rolls. It's against when I actually it's make damage. An attack. It's damage. That doesn't make sense to me, but okay.
Basically, it takes 5 extra damage.
Okay. Crap. Okay. I will attempt to use the Righteous Brand. Hope I roll very high. Probably won't be able to, but let's see. Hey, that's not bad. How about a 28 against his AC?
It was a team effort.
His AC is only 26.
All right, check out Minotaur 2.
No, Minotaur 2. You can have my character. Thank you.
We summon a giant cat.
Unfortunately, his will is not a 23. It's only a 2.
I think Azor
would
be trying to help us.
And you took a whopping 5 damage.
But a cat that big would fill the entire
right,
corridor.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, fortitude's like a 227, and dexterity is 227. All right, so how much damage does he take?
Whopping 5. And
that would be a 10 then.
Yeah. So Ingrid over here also gets a power bonus to melee attack. Well, another one. That's not going to make sense.
Yeah, it's
how about Mr. Valley over here for melee attack. Not that'll probably help him either, but anyway. Can't cast that. I can't help that, help myself on that, can I? Damn it. Okay, so yeah. Valley gets a power bonus to melee attack rolls against the target until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Not that it'll do a whole whopping
good.
Do
you feel proud of
at the end of your next turn?
Yes.
Your nose is dirty.
Till the end of my next turn.
So I can use it now?
Yeah.
All right. I have a little magic dagger.
Okay, well then,
that was Nick.
Do that.
On a 18, Scott and Robin.
Oh,
says, no. Maggie, get out of there. You don't need any of that.
Maggie, lay down.
That is a 19 plus 11. That's a 30 to hit him.
Ooh. That will hit all of it.
We'll hit all of it.
In the eye.
Yeah.
Any men in.
They're all.
You can use the gold things to reroll damage.
You can reroll whatever.
It's hard for me to hit him. I'm not going to roll a 1 on my damage. 3's not a whole lot better, but a little bit.
And I shot myself.
15 damage.
Better than
how much?
50.
She said 50.
She said 50.
All right, well, he's got an arrow in various squishy points. So he's dead.
Yay!
When he drops to 0 hit points in one desperate act...
Oh, great.
He misses me completely.
Well, no, he's just going to take a swing at the person that's in front of him.
Awesome.
Of course.
All right.
29 versus your AC, Baylog.
Nope. Just kidding. How many points?
In the in-between, I became God.
13.
And so, man, it's no big deal.
And then he dies.
Right!
Minotaur. We need to continue down the passage.
Poor Minotaur. Yeah.
Poor Minotaur! Poor
That's
me!
That's what he said. Poor Minotaur.
I like
this
that
is
Minotaur.
Like the worst bout or worst damage I've taken in like this entire campaign.
That's not saying much. All right.
No, it's not.
Spot.
Not complaining, actually.
Let's go for the Howling Strike again.
Versus AC?
Hey,
versus
man,
AC
is
23.
He's doing so good.
He's
doing a job.
He's
26. These three
people
over here, $3.
He's still
blind. Matter.
He's still blind. Blind versus
yay, blind.
I may have 4 people, a horse
wait,
and a dog.
You get a plus 2. So not quite enough. though, actually, he's flanking.
And a bigger area.
Plus 4.
Vicious horse.
that would be enough.
The horse should go, like, stomp on him or something.
Keep forgetting, the horse actually is following.
Yeah. Like, send the horse to go, like...
The horse won't attack.
Horseshoe.
I'm sneaking around with the horse.
Yeah, well...
Fuck. 15 points of damage.
It's very stealthy.
15 points of damage.
Okay.
And,
Here come the ranged attacks. Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
I don't think I can do it.
You should put another very small, like a little goblin or something, right behind him, like three spaces. So come on, get him. Use his burst attacks, not fry everybody else around
him. He doesn't have burst attacks, he has blast attacks.
Okay, fine.
So they start on him, which is the problem.
Yeah.
They
start on a square adjacent to him.
Fix that,
man. And let's
awesome
use an action point.
A bunch of wicker people.
Action point to brutal slam him.
Okay, what is that?
Did you say burgle slam?
Brutal slam.
That makes more sense.
I'm not really sure how
to burgle.
Wow.
That's a burgle slam?
Yeah, burgle slam him.
Whoa.
Sorry.
It's not my fault.
It's not his fault, guys.
That's an encounter power, but missed.
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
I should probably not put that in my bucket.
Blaster. 28 versus fortitude, plus whatever for flanking, and plus whatever for him being blind.
His fortitude is 27. So you hit it normally.
What is ridiculous?
They're minotaurs. They're tough.
Wow. Are you getting frozen?
I don't know. I was thinking about that one.
He is.
Because of the dog?
Yeah.
1, 2.
17 points of damage. Push him 2 squares and knock him prone.
Okay.
Run the region out
of my
pushing
him
back
this way?
2.
Yeah.
So
like, one,
right?
2?
No, that's
this
right one? There. Yeah. And then he falls over.
No!
The dog thanks you.
Right, now he's going to get.
Savage
by the dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, hey, he's still in range.
Alright. That was 18 on a 17. Ethan and or Colin.
My horse does not make a do-do-do sound.
No, right now he's making the sneaking horse sound.
Alright. A horse, those are coconuts.
Twenty-seven versus fortitude?
That is 22, so yeah.
28 versus fortitude, I'm sorry.
Yep.
That. Okay, well, he's going to do...
It's really fortitude.
28.
I'm
27. I heard a rare breaking or something. Not.
He takes 17 points of damage. he's knocked prone again. No, wait.
17.
Stop knocking me more into the ground.
In fact, he might be prone to
attack. 28 versus AC.
Excuse me. It's my turn.
Now, what is this that's hitting him?
The dog.
Jaco going for the goodies.
So wrong.
Fetch and worry.
Fetch and worry.
And he does 18 points of damage to him.
Oh, he was already dead. And he flails out, being blind.
About time.
He hit the wall.
Jerky?
Jerky. Search our dead bowls.
Okay.
I pet Jaco and then pet
the horse. So you guys search around and it's, you know, little codpiece thing and see if it has any treasure.
I'm not searching the codpiece. I'm sorry. I'll look around.
They don't
the
have
area.
Anything valuable on them. Their battle axe is usable, but they do all have the same mark that looks like it was seared into their right arms. And any of you who are trained in Arcana or even religion.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bah. Didn't waste time on those sciences.
You're paying compliments to yourself, Mr. Nature Boy. Don't insult the religion.
You will be able to recognize that the symbol is infernal, but you don't know what it means because none of them.
Well, if you could walk the piano,
read infernal.
Okay.
But it is infernal.
Let's get a book.
You know, it's evil.
It's the level. It's the language of devils. So.
Okay.
It's not good.
It's not happy language.
Well, I'll call out to the others, make sure they're okay. Since they're far away, we probably can't see them. Is everybody all right?
Yeah, we beat our minotaur 2 minutes ago.
We were taking baths.
That's okay. My dog had to come up and finish this one off. It's good.
Oh, okay.
He was tough.
There's nothing up there they can bring.
They've already destroyed everything of value.
I'm just going to say healing surges now. Yes.
Hey, holy.
Yeah.
Jacob's still chewing on
one of the shells. If you guys heard.
He has a big thing of potion stick.
Anybody have a, like, decipher language or
mean
language ritual?
No, I mean, you've got
hundreds. I do. I have, like, bandoliers.
Okay, sure.
Here you go.
I don't know. What scrolls do you guys have?
What if we decide that the healing, potions of healing do?
Some kind of magic.
Whatever the hit points.
He doesn't have to spend a healing surge.
Not for this game, just to get hit points.
So you just spend, you just get 10 back, right?
Yeah.
You just get 10 back.
Okay.
I know why they do the healing surge.
This is the finest deer piss I could find.
Here. Right.
Thank you.
Got the sh part right.
I'll sit down and try to draw out a little bit of it so we have record of what it is.
I think, unfortunately, Drendan might have a comprehend language.
Yeah, probably. At least scar mark.
Unless
fine, Drendan's not here, so.
Unless this incarnation, I forgot to give him that. So.
I'm not going to draw the whole entire.
Isn't it a ritual?
Well, you can get that ritual, but there's also glasses. I know Tim has that.
Took me online.
Oh, that's right.
What's that? Yeah, I think that correspondence course.
It's not this one. Course.
But we love him anyway.
See, like,
he also speaks
in
this.
We're going to have words with Tim in a bit, you know.
Anyway, all right. So, you guys are standing over the corpses of two minotaurs.
I'm going to push aside one of those stones.
All right.
That's good, dear.
It's going to take multiple people to do something.
Somebody help me move this stone.
We can go help.
Do you think we need to rest at some point?
Yeah, it basically has about 30 of those things. So.
Oh, sweet.
I don't have a whole lot left for myself. That I could be able to do other than that world study. So.
You got two more?
I just don't think we have any place to take a rest.
There was only one blood smear in that first room.
Same room the Minotaur.
We could go back around and meet those guys and see if that meets together.
Vampires. Maggie's just such a little
vampire.
I'm sure Buffy will get them.
I'll make fun of them for sparkling.
Yeah. One inch huge head with sit back and enjoy it. Anyway.
Watch that stupid movie.
I'd like to introduce him to Blade. How's that?
Well, you guys want us to go over there or are you going to come over here?
I'm going to go back that direction. Just to see if that crawls around.
Alright, well, we were going to...
So.
Let's go back here. Let's go back to these guys over here.
Right, but I was going to see if that circles.
Let's see if we can find more pansy.
Well, that's where
if I go here, I'll be able to see if it actually goes anywhere.
Don't go alone. I'll go with you. With the horse and my dog. It's my horse now, apparently.
Eventually, you just got a parade of animals.
Okay, that's right. I've got the nature guy and the animals.
Send me up to the corner. Like, up to where the edge of the stuff is. And now he needs to draw more maps.
It's like the Deadlands game I played in at J. Gen Con.
So, Dr. Doolittle.
Right, Mother Buffbuggins.
Okay, where's Olaf and Kalneth going?
You're busy smashing the rest of the Minotaur.
After the dog leaves, you guys smash the Minotaur.
Wherever.
Well, the wherever just split up, so.
That's intelligent.
What if we have them in front of the rock?
She wants to check to see if this hooks up with this room over here. If it doesn't, we will come back.
We're going to go with the exploring party.
I'm going to stay with the non-exploring party.
It actually will turn into another hallway. Which goes that way.
Okay. So it doesn't.
This goes this way.
It's basically a hallway going this way. Yep. It doesn't meet up with this.
Not
that we can find. Okay,
okay.
So we will come back. We will come back over here.
That was what I was trying to figure out.
Okay.
Is that just a closet, though?
Or something.
Yeah.
Well, the hallway kind of goes like this.
Underpass, overpass, whatever you want to call it.
So basically there goes is like possibly this. Something farther down.
Yeah.
But there's...
We'll come back
but
over
if it doesn't
here.
Immediately yeah, we'll come there, then we can go back.
Yeah, we'll all meet up
we'll meet
here.
Around there. Yeah. Yeah.
With my menagerie. It's in the Deadlands game at Gen Con, my guided beast friend.
That's an awesome
joker.
Power.
So by the end of the game, I had my horse following me, and a dog, and a cockroach, and a bunny, and a possum, I believe.
Ew, I hate this one.
They were just following me.
Yesterday, or just yesterday, once.
Did you try to move one of the stones?
I mean...
I'll help remove a stone.
I've taken out quite a few.
Basically, you'll take a total of 34 strength to get it moved, so it'll take quite a few of you guys.
And we want to move these.
Me and somebody else?
Yeah.
The two of us?
Yeah, whoever it is.
Four
you guys
boys.
Be like,
I'm not moving anything.
Basically, there's those two stones. You can
move the toilets.
They are not toilets. There's nothing underneath them.
Are they bidets?
I still want them to be. 18 to be.
Mine's 19, so I've got 37.
We just had a big encounter in the Minotaur outhouse.
Lemony fresh.
Lemony fresh lava bidets.
That's why we beat those Minotaurs so easily. They really
I
had
would
it.
Vote.
Yes.
Well, we explore the direction the blood smear goes. We move one of those to block this corridor.
Okay.
So this maybe will at least hear it moving, and that will give us an idea.
We just moved it.
And somebody
with both of them, one here and one there.
Erase that one, and then put it where you want it with the little, check mark thing.
We just moved it, so
I can kind of.
Now hold on now.
Can we
move these back out?
Can we grab a hold of it and pull it back out of the way?
There is nothing to grab onto. It's only pushing.
What if we move it all the way up except for one square, and that way we only have one way to watch for things coming in instead of two ways to watch.
That's true. Then you can have a single. That's fine. You could just put it right here.
Put the first block there. And then use the second block and actually just put it in this hallway and seal this hallway off, because we can always push it this way into the room. So move the other block here. And then we only have one doorway to watch and way.
Okay, I'll, just to throw this out here, if we need a place to rest, we could block ourselves in that room.
I think let's do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, grab both of the blocks, move one here and one here, because then we can push them both.
How do we get this one? Oh, we just push it that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll
be kind of cozy, but essentially,
we're looking at having one block here, one block here.
Let's say
they
teleport in on top of us like
the imp is out there going,
no.
This one?
What else can I drop in there?
Yeah, it can just be pushed that way or that way.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
farmers. Yeah,
it's right here.
Cattle.
Pigs.
Big giant cannon.
So it's going to be kind of cozy in here, but, away.
Wait, was there anything underneath those blocks?
No.
Okay.
It looks like they just get moved around.
There are workout blocks for the Minotaurs.
Okay.
And Ethan, I might need to borrow some of your the printable paper that you have.
The only problem with that is if the Minotaur is something else that can push those things. Once to push them in further, we're going to get smashed.
Yeah. Be done.
So you guys going? Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Be done.
You can dig around and you do that. Clang, clang, clang. Try pushing back.
We're resting now, I take it.
Yeah. Yes, we will rest here.
I'll take first watch.
Second.
How long do the sunrods last?
They last like 8 hours.
So yeah, we got plenty. We don't need a light of fire, obviously. You don't want a light of fire
in
here.
Is, as soon as you come back in the room, you notice all the candles are back.
Alright.
The candles are back? Is that what you're
saying? The summoning circle is lit with the candles, yes. The summoning circle that summoned us, that summoned the big giant chicken.
Okay. All right, so yeah, we should set up watches.
Okay. I'll be on third watch.
And then
watch.
Sleep with our backs to the walls, obviously. All
right.
We do so.
So you guys rest up and...
Do a full rest?
I'm assuming.
Yep. Good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming you guys want to heal up completely.
Yes, completely. Yeah. Yep.
I can't push it back up.
You guys heal up completely. Watches are pretty uneventful because, well, except for you guys, there doesn't appear to be anything moving about. When you sleep, you all have nightmares.
About sticks.
You'd be to the dark temple surrounded by infernal writing with the horses.
And sticks poking
us. Having nightmares?
It's more of like being, you know, kind of under the earth and not being able to get out.
Under the earth, and we just move giant blocks to barricade ourselves.
You guys have just doomed yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom! Fluid passing around, please.
Alright, so now we have a choice to make because you have to get up at 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 o'clock. And you have
work at
8. So we can go ahead and, because this will take a while.
Probably a good place to call it.
Let's just stop them.
But we need to find, like, decide on a time. All right. And
I'm going to go ahead and stop recording.
That's fine.
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. The Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including The Dark and Dangerous City of Fates Worse than Death, The Magical and Mysterious Tibet, The Cosmological and Ontological Horror of In Dark Alleys, The Post-Apocalyptic Savagery of Kid World, and The Haunted Past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts,
chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.